The stickiness factor. We tend to spend a lot of time thinking about how to make messages more contagious, how to reach as many people as possible with our products or ideas. But the hard part of communication is often figuring out how to make sure a message makes an impact once it reaches its target. The hard part is making sure that what we have to say doesn't go in one ear and out the other. Stickiness means that a message makes an impact. It sticks in your memory. When Winston filtered tip cigarettes were introduced in the spring of 1954, the company came up with the slogan, "Winston tastes good like a cigarette should." That's a classically sticky advertising line. At the time, the ungrammatical and somehow provocative use of "like" instead of "as" created a minor sensation. It was the kind of phrase that people talked about, like the famous Wendy's tagline from 1984, "Where's the beef?" In his History of the Cigarette Industry, Richard Kluger writes that the marketers at R.J. Reynolds, which sells Winston, were delighted with the attention and made the offending slogan the lyric of a bouncy little jingle in television and radio, and Riley defended their syntax as a colloquialism rather than bad grammar. Within months of his introduction, on the strength of that catchy phrase, Winston tipped, racing past Parliament, Kent, and L&M into second place behind Viceroy in the American cigarette market. Within a few years, it was the best-selling brand in the country. To this day, if you say to most Americans, "Winston tastes good," they can finish the phrase like a cigarette should. Stickiness is a critical component in tipping. Unless you remember what I tell you, why would you ever change your behavior or buy my product or go and see my movie? The stickiness factor says there are specific ways of making a contagious message memorable. There are relatively simple changes in the presentation and structuring of information that can make a big difference in how sticky it is.